There's a thousand further women living down there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun, LasVegasWeekly.com, and print editions, and write for all the Greenspun Media Group titles. Joining us from our Montana Bureau once more, Tricia McCrone.
What's hey!
What's the word from the big sky country there, did she?
Well, right now, I'm kind of in a dark, and Cats, you know exactly, you can pick exactly where I am. I am in a recliner, reclined back in the theater watching a movie.
Ah, what's the fare there? What's
in the home theater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually watching it on cable. Horrible Bosses.
Oh, yeah?
Very funny.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I paused it. Very good. Colin Farrell, hysterical.
Colin Farrell
recommend
funny.
It for anybody wanting to. Yeah, Colin Farrell is hysterical. Jennifer Aniston, really, Jason Bateman, really good cast. Fun.
Right. You've been watching a lot of movies up there, right?
Kevin Spacey. Yeah, you know, I've been now, you know, just hanging a lot. I got time. But guess what I'm doing this weekend? This
Let
is actually
think.
Something exciting.
Let me think. Are you ziplining this weekend?
No, I am going to model in a fashion show.
Oh,
at
yes. Let's talk about
in Harley
this.
Davidson wear.
Harley Davidson biker attire.
And if there's anything that screams Harley Davidson, it's me.
It's you on a Harley Davidson.
Oh my God, like, please. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, can I have a frilly girly thing?
I think this has a lot of intriguing possibilities for you, this whole image makeover.
It will be a one-of-a-kind thing, yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, I'm not doing anything
Harley
that
Davidson
exciting.
Clothes will be on my body.
Actually, we'll both be out of state at the same time, but in the Intermountain West, but in different locations. I'll be, while you're modeling atop Harley Davidson's, I'll be in Pocatello, Idaho, celebrating my father's 70th birthday up there.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Papa Cat.
I hope Dad
Daddy
isn't
Cats.
Listening. He doesn't, but because it's supposed to be a surprise party.
He doesn't listen to us, let's be honest.
He did ask about you when he came down here a few, several weeks ago. He came down and spent the week in Las Vegas and ran around town with me. Where's the dish? He said. He's like Vera. She's like Vera in Cheers.
I know of her, but I don't see her.
And
yes.
So one day we'll have to make that meeting happen. I don't think you've ever met my father.
I have not ever met Daddy Cat.
That's a summit that has to happen.
We're
so
to
we're
going to
be,
you know.
Yeah, I'm going to be up there doing that and taking a little
we
bit of
time away. We drove through there on our way here last summer.
Exactly. Pocatello. Yeah, you drive through on Interstate 15. Pocatello's on north of Salt Lake City, for those of you who need a map to locate it. So it's just been, it's going to be kind of a mellow weekend and gearing up for two things that are happening at the end of the month. The closing of a couple of our more famous shows. Phantom is closing on the 4th of September.
I
interviewed Hal Prince about this over in the theater, who's an interesting man. And then Viva Elvis is closing a few days before that. So a lot of shifts in our entertainment scene going on in Las Vegas that we're going to have to note.
We were supposed to go, and we went to Phantom. Don't you remember?
That's right. That's right. You didn't see Viva Elvis then. Is that right?
Never saw Viva Elvis. Yes.
It's not impossible for
we
you to see because I need to go back.
To go.
Yeah, that's right.
I know, but when is it closing?
That's right. You couldn't make it to Viva Elvis. Now I remember. Okay. Yeah, that's right. We had it all set up, and you had an emergency, family emergency that night.
The second time it was, you said, let's go see Phantom.
Then the second time it was a Phantom
We're
emergency.
Kind of having a little bicker right here on the radio.
No, I'm not bickering. I'm just bicker. Bicker.
I've never gotten to see Viva Elvis.
I married her. No, I'm not bickering. I remember that we had an issue, though, when you were going to go to Viva Elvis.
Yeah, first time. The second time, you said, which is just
time.
Before I left for Montana, you said, I said, before I go to Montana, I want to see Viva Elvis. You said, yes. So you got tickets, and you're like, you know what? It's actually Phantom's anniversary, so we really need to go see Phantom. I said, okay.
It was their fifth anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah,
we got to wear a mask. Now that's not bickering. That's just lining up what we did.
but this is a relatively
yeah. The long and short of it is you haven't seen Viva Elvis. We will see. I'm almost afraid to set it up now. There's such a History. The first time I saw Viva Elvis, when you couldn't make it, and justifiably because of a family emergency, I had to sub out. I had to take another date to Viva Elvis. And that set off a chain of events in my life that could have been very well fulfilled having that chain of events not unfold. Let's just put it that way.
My fault. Your life is ruined.
It was all because of Viva Elvis that night.
I'm to blame.
It's not you to blame. It's not you to blame. I blame, rightfully so, the blame lies solely with Priscilla Presley. I'll just say that. It's her fault. And Sheer and I have talked about this, and she knows that, and we're okay now. But dang, Priscilla.
You're back on track.
I'm back on the gravy train. But anyway, what else is happening here? We've talked about Surf. The musical is closed.
Never got to see that either.
You didn't get to see that. You have been gone so long, an entire musical has cycled out in Las Vegas. That's how long you've been gone. But we're gonna do another an encore episode that is tied into a lot of work I've been doing here in Las Vegas, coming off the heels of a trip to Europe I took with Frankie Marino and his brothers. We're gonna repeat the episode of when they signed their 2-year extension at the Stratosphere in their 100th show, and that story.
You can
ran
look up the story online. You wrote a big story.
Online, yeah, on LasVegasSun.com and LasVegasWeekly.com. That was it was a cover story, and you haven't seen this yet either. It's a dynamite treatment of this story in the Weekly, where he's on a gondola, Frankie, navigating it. He's actually has taken over as a gondolier, which they don't let people do. Denise Trussello helped set this up, and on the fly, and it's a very, very rare photo that you can get. And we were actually in Venice, and it's really interesting because a lot of people think we took the photo at the Venetian. And not in Venice. So there's that, and there's a lot of good energy around that show. And we have tonight, I can tell you at this time, Taylor Hicks and I are going to go see Frankie. And since you've been, another thing that's happened since you've been gone, I've become friends with Taylor Hicks. So a lot of life has unfolded since you've been gone, Dishy. We need you back.
I swear, it's going to be like the movie Outcast. I'm going to have to reassociate into society.
we'll gradually do that. All right, up next is our interview with Frankie.
Wilson!
And well, that Frankie and Tony Marino, but first Joshua Bell with Movies. And stick around. I know we will.
Hey, this is Lon Bronson of the Lon Bronson All-Star Band. I'm here with Cats with the Dish.
Yeah! Time is running out. The anniversary of the witch's death is tonight. Her ghost is going to wake up, and when she does, she'll raise the dead. You gotta keep her in her grave.
But I'm just a kid! How am I supposed to stop it?
That's John Goodman as the voice of a ghost and Cody Smit-McPhee as the voice of the title character in the new stop-motion animated movie Paranorman. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Paranorman's title character is a misunderstood preteen outsider with the ability to see and speak to ghosts. Norman's town is under an ancient curse, and when a witch awakens and starts to raise the dead, it's up to Norman and his mismatched band of frenemies to set things right. Equal parts family comedy and horror spoof, Paranorman delivers its positive message about appreciating diversity while also telling an entertaining and unexpected story. I give Paranorman 3.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is The Odd Life of Timothy Green, a soft, sentimental fable about the title character, a magical boy who suddenly appears in the home of a childless couple played by Jennifer Garner and Joel Edgerton.
What did you put in there? He's about to fall over.
Anything he might need. Notebooks, pencils. Oh, there's a box of tissues on the bottom. It's a Band-Aid. There's a whole first aid kit, actually, just in case. A variety of healthy snacks and treats, some graham crackers. I know you like them. And then flashlight and some batteries.
Mom, I think I can handle it from here.
The Odd Life of Timothy Green traffics in blandly inoffensive platitudes with little narrative urgency or meaningful conflict. There's nothing funny or touching or dramatic enough to make up for the movie's tired storytelling. I give The Odd Life of Timothy Green 2 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are two men who were prevented from performing during an open mic night at a jazz club in Vienna, Austria, not long ago. We'll talk of that. But more about their successes here at the Stratosphere Hotel Casino. Welcome, my friends, Frankie and Tony Moreno.
Hello, hello.
How's it going, fellas?
Good, John. How are you guys?
So there's big news happening. There at the tower.
It's
just a cauldron of news.
The tower. Yeah. Is that like just...
The tower. Those in the know.
Is that like the hip new...
Oh, I like that. That's what we're going to call it from now on, the tower.
All right.
Maybe that's a new thing. Maybe I just invented something.
I think you did. The Stratosphere might get a little upset there that you're not actually branding their name. But no big whoop.
They don't have anything to be upset about, those people.
Just the tower. People are going to be on Google. I want to see Frankie. The tower. Where's the tower?
I predict they will rename the hotel the tower.
All right. I'm with you.
Give us 6 months.
Do you want to make a bet? Do you want to make a bet? I'll take the rest of the field that they want.
Against other name? I'll tell you, if these guys ask them to rename the hotel the tower,
they just might. You never know.
6 hours later, it's a tower.
Okay, we're
just
with
a matter of changing some signs.
So you're at
just some signs. It's
so
no big deal.
You're at the tower. You're at the tower.
Do
you have big news tonight? Well,
big
by the
news.
Time this airs, it will have already happened. But this is Wednesday. Yeah. So what is happening tonight?
Tonight's our 100th show.
Congratulations.
I know.
Which is crazy because I've seen them play 112 times over there.
I know. It's a lot of rehearsing.
Yeah. I think you should just put Katz on stage permanently since he's in the show. Every single time you're on stage, you will find John Katz's music in the show.
He gave back the typewriter, so I don't know how that's going to work.
The typewriter
night. You know, I don't even, the nights that you perform, I don't even try to talk to him or call him because I'm like, oh, he's in Frankie's show. Just out of the blue the other night, want to go grab dinner? With the Marinos. Of course you are. Where else would you be?
I go there at least once a week. It's my Rat Pack hangout, you know? A few weeks ago to the Rat Pack. I don't know if they went that often.
He's being modest.
I hear we are quite fun to hang around, so I don't know.
They are quite fun to hang around. So anyway, the tower. I mean Stratosphere.
The Stratus Tower.
You're home for a couple more years, huh? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we just re-signed. So we re-signed. We did an extension.
Two more years.
Which means, if I have my math right, you are contracted to perform at the Stratosphere through 2015.
Yes.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Including the time you have on your current contract.
Yeah, not a four-wall deal. It's a straight up
wardrobe.
Wardrobe. I have to pick my own wardrobe.
You. They send a limo out to you.
By the way, great pants. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Great pants. Always great pants.
They're a little tight. They're usually
Tony and
tight.
Frankie
they're
are
good.
Well
they're
outfitted.
Nice. They're nice. Yeah.
We're starting a whole whole suit line.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
Oh, now your brand. Wow.
Well, yeah. What happened? Well, we started
and
getting so many.
They're called the tower suits.
They're called that. Well, in a way.
Depends on who's in the audience, baby.
So who's
when
in the
you're
pants?
In the audience, Dishy. It's the tower pants.
I usually have a comment on the pants. So
oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
He's an expert on pants.
We ended up making so many of these suits that people started going and trying to reproduce them and stuff like that. So we said, why don't we actually make a line out of this? So we're calling them the Virtuoso.
Wow.
A tailor that's been doing it for me that we've been working with, expert tailors. They got on board, and they're so, yeah, we got this
so
whole suit line coming out.
We want to buy one of these suits.
One
of us commoners.
There's gonna be different levels of the suit. I mean, like the ones I wear on stage, a certain kind of fabric so I can move in them better, you know, because I'm jumping upside down on a piano.
Yeah,
so
it's like made out of hemp or something, right?
It's all hemp. Yeah. It's all hemp. Most of my pants are edible.
There you go. Wow.
By the loosest definition, all pants are edible.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I mean, we'll have that come out. Yeah, yeah, it's something that, I mean, God, that's not really the main event going on, but I mean, it's definitely kind of a cool thing. So we'll get those in the there pretty soon. Do some promotions on those.
Well, what is the main thing? The main thing is a new extension.
Well, our records come, our new album's coming out. Like the scheduled release is mid-July right now.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a little sooner. It could be a little bit after. I mean, push it. But that's the tentative release, July 13th, mm-hmm. actually.
So now this new album, does it contain songs that you wrote on your vacation?
She's on it. Well, no, what this actually is, this is like our favorite stuff from all the records we've done.
By the way, thanks for setting me up with that one. Yes. Okay, go
ahead. It's a combination of stuff. It's like there'll probably end up being 12 songs on the record. You know, mm-hmm. we got about 15, probably narrow that down to 12. But it's stuff that me and Tony and Ricky wrote.
Mm-hmm.
All
Ricky is your other brother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's He's like the Emilio Estevez of the family.
Pete, what do you guys
think?
What
are you guys both Charlie Sheen?
Hey, you're both Sheen and Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen. No, your dad's Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
So you're both Charlie, different sides of Charlie?
I don't know. We're the different sides of Charlie. The good Charlie.
So are there any? Because I call them the Cats Chronicles, of course, because, you know, that Cats is not that. So will there be some songs from that journey?
Yeah, half of it, about six of it, will be brand new songs from that trip.
Okay.
That we wrote for this record on that trip, and then the other six will be, you know, the favorites off the old records that always get a good audience reaction. Moonlight Matinee, I'm Sorry, Black Mascara.
So those aren't already
Tangerine
on.
Honey.
They're on records that I've done, but those records I've done are just small independent release things. So this is gonna be our first like boom
big thing.
So it's like, so the amount of people who've heard, we've actually sold a lot of those records, but I mean, we recut this with the band.
And you hired an actual professional bass player, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, Tony did all the photo shoots.
Oh, Tony!
I was trying to get Tony involved.
Tony!
Tony's good for the photo shoots.
Tony's amazing. And quite
Tony
a writer.
Is amazing.
Yes, I think I've flipped your book many a times on Cats of the Dead. When is another book coming out, Tony?
Well, I'm working on my second one right now. I'm hoping sometime in 2016.
Mm-hmm. once you're done at the tower,
it depends on how many times
you're
in the bathroom.
It will be time to then come out with a new book.
When the tower is renamed, you'll coincide the release of the book with it.
It's going to be a very tall book.
The taller the tower, the longer the shaft.
Carlos Santana once said that, but he said it in Spanish.
Oh my God.
And it took 5 minutes.
It did take. There was a trombone solo in the middle of the story.
Oh my God, that was brilliant. A sampling of Tony.
What Dish was talking about. We took a trip, as a lot of people, most people who, everybody who reads my column.
Wait. Let me ask the question. So, guys, tell me about the trip.
There it goes.
There was a trip. And we went to Italy together.
You will not hear from me again the rest of the interview.
And Austria. We went to Austria.
Went to Austria and Vienna, Austria. And then to Florence and Venice, Italy, on a songwriting junket.
I guess
you guys had long talked about how you write songs.
Yeah.
And it has to be seen to be appreciated, honestly. It's a pretty incredible process how you guys come up with an idea and get a song
out.
Well,
the cool thing about it is because, you know, if it's just one person writing a song, that's not interesting. Like, to sit in and watch somebody write, first of all, people don't ever let you do that. When they're writing, it's like their moment, you know what I mean? But if you were to sit in and watch somebody write, if it's one person sitting there writing a song, it's all in their head. You know, they're just, what are you watching? Just a guy think. You know, it's not fun. But with the three of us doing it, we're bouncing ideas off each other. You see the song become almost tangible real quick, like in front of your eyes.
It's like one thought going around three different individuals.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Now, you guys, you're going to sing a song that was born and has now been recorded on that trip. And I remember, if I remember this one right, you guys were in a hotel, right, in Florence when you were talking about it. And it started to really form on a train.
Yeah, this
Florence
one was one of those ones
Venice.
That we were joking around. Like, all of our songs start as I don't want to say as a joke, but like jokes and inside jokes that we start saying will spark an idea. And we had just come back from Vienna, and then we were going to Mozart's house.
I heard that there was a little bit of, sorry, I'm talking again. There was a little bit of a,
half the show, right?
That there was a little bit of a issue that you guys broke some rules when it came time to touching certain pianos that should not be touched.
Well, yes and no.
So did you or did you not play, was it Mozart's or somebody's piano?
We played Beethoven's piano.
Beethoven's piano.
In fact, we wrote a melody. We sat down at Beethoven's piano and just quickly came up with something before we got in trouble.
Before you got kicked out.
Yeah.
Which never happened.
Yeah. We videoed it.
We videoed it.
Took that back. We went to a park where Mozart used to create symphonies in. A whole different guy, you know, because this was Beethoven's piano.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we sit in this park and then we listen to the thing and we listen to the melody and we're like, ooh, we got an idea that we can write a song off the melody that was on Beethoven's. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
That was what it started.
Wow,
as.
Cass.
That was what it started. I played Beethoven's piano.
Would you play chopsticks?
Yeah, he did.
Did you play chopsticks?
I played
For Elise, a little bit of For Elise.
Wow.
I played Funeral for a Friend by Elton John beginning to end. And I managed not to get caught. It was the most incredible luck I had.
I did not know you played piano, Catsy.
Well, who knows? Well, when it's you touch Beethoven's piano, anyone can play.
Anyone just plays. Like just it was on the rolling thing that keeps going.
Beethoven couldn't even really play. That guy was a real dick, by the way.
I heard,
We had a burning resentment against Beethoven by the end of this.
Yeah, we were traveling all over trying to find the official death mask and the house that he lived in. Well, he may have lived in this house.
Paid like $50 to get into the house he may have walked into.
And then all the pictures of him on the wall, just him scowling at us like, I'll show
death
you.
Mask. I love the line, too. We went to like our third purported Beethoven house. We saw another death mask, and Frankie goes, this death mask looks nothing like the death mask we saw earlier today. totally different person.
Like a different man. I'm even beginning to question the whole existence of Beethoven.
He moved 69 times or 67 times in his life in Vienna.
Yeah.
Isn't that curious? And I'm sure that they can charge for every single one of those residences.
They
do.
They got us.
I love the
plaque. His nickname was Suitcase Beethoven.
Cause of death, suffocation by death mask.
Yeah, that was so kept trying to apply a death mask before it was death.
Death mask. Who'd wear that?
apparently it's a lethal accessory.
That is, you know, I listened to this whole conversation and not once did I think, what is a death mask? Why is someone wearing a death mask and why are there 100
of them? It's like a deathbed. Who'd buy that?
By Serta. All right, but this song we're going to play, and we got to get to the song.
All right.
It's a beautiful song, great song. You play it live in the show now. And it started in Florence on a train.
A quick idea came up. We started throwing around, and it was cool because Denise Trusello was out there taking pictures.
Wonderful photographer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was with us, and she was taking photographs and videos. So anytime like we got an idea for a song, we got an idea. She'd pull out her camera, start videoing, and we would video the whole song we'd written. Which right now, who cares to see that? But later, I mean, it'd be cool, you know, if the song does something, if the song gets some notoriety and people start liking it, it's cool to go back and see it actually being written. Like, imagine if you could watch, you know, one of the Beatles create one of their songs. If it becomes a success, like, to actually see the
him
sitting there with a guitar writing the song.
That's great.
It's cool stuff,
you
know.
It'll be a fun thing, you know, there I'm going into marketing, to, like, if you're going to do some sort of a DVD of your show, to kind of put in some of that.
Yeah,
there,
absolutely.
Also
and now we've been doing that in our live show, too.
Thing, you know?
In the live show, we'll put, like, a clip of us actually writing the song and humming the melody.
Oh, great.
And then, boom, the band. So it's kind
of
cool to see it from an idea into
a
show.
From a little egg to a child.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Little egg to an omelet.
Into a little cane, a little crazy psycho child.
So the song is called, now we have it, it's been
it's called, well,
and
yeah,
and
Missing You. It's called Missing You.
Missing You.
And I'll play a little bit of it. Yeah?
Play of it.
Late at night, when the world's at peace, I lie awake and think about you. Hear your voice talking in my sleep. I don't want to wake up here without you. I count the stars, I count the lies, I count the tears that left my eyes. So many nights it felt like pouring rain, but I'll be alright one of these days. But I'll never be the same. Now you're gone, gone, baby, gone. The memories keep hanging on. I hear your name in every song. I'm still missing you. What we had was once so strong. Now everything just went so wrong. Now you're gone, gone, baby, gone. And I'm still missing you. The tick-tock of the bedroom clock keeps pounding in my head. It's nearly driving me mad. I'm still here, alone in this bed, lost in the good times we had. And now you're gone, gone, baby, gone. The memories keep hanging on. I hear your name in every song. I'm still missing you. What we had was once so strong, but everything just went so wrong. Now you're gone, baby, gone, gone, baby, gone, gone, baby, gone. Gone, baby, gone, gone, baby, gone.
Whoa, that was beautiful.
You know, that's just a gist of it. There's a lot more to that, but
that was great.
It was cool because we wrote that, and then we went all over Italy, like these different places, and we
so you were
tried
basically missing where to find the right death mask.
Exactly.
That was
subliminally.
We changed all the words death masks into baby.
Exactly. That happened.
When in doubt, change the lyric. That's one thing I learned. When in doubt, change the lyric to baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you took away from the whole.
Yeah. So I could write like a song now.
So now
hey, dishy, hey, baby.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like it. Or you could just say dishy.
Jump in anytime, baby dishy. Dishy baby.
Dishy baby.
I like it. I think it's good. So now let's hear the story quickly that of what happened in Vienna. In the club, well, the denial in the club. you tease it in the opening, and then you know people want to know.
I thought you'd ask about it.
And oh, sorry,
here
I
you
just
are
did.
Asking about it.
It was a long, cold walk.
What happened was there was an acquaintance. Somebody seen Frankie perform at the Nugget, right? A violin player
violin
who was
player.
Lived in Vienna,
yeah,
and knew we were there, and said, "Come down,
random,
come down to this club called Zwei, Z W E,
Zwei,
Zwei, Z W E
means two.
It means get off the stage, you Las Vegander." so they said, "Come down, and we can take part in this jazz jam."
Yeah,
all the musicians in Vienna. It's literally an underground.
It's just
club.
Like an underground jazz thing where they all get together and they jam. So we're like, "Oh, awesome!
Yeah. We collectively love the idea, all of us." Not just me.
It was hard to find this place.
Not just me.
I'm pretty sure it was your idea, John.
It was not just my idea.
It was a hydrowallet kind of a place.
It's
in
the places that even Beethoven, what a dick, wouldn't go.
You know? Everybody looked like a human death mask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a human death mask.
But yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time. So you all take this long walk.
We walked for, it was 3 miles, which I think is
in
20,
circles,
28
following,
kilometers.
Following John's little Google app.
I had
and then
phone.
The circle's just going in circles.
Our little dot. We're going in the wrong direction. We walked forever in Vienna to try and find this club.
So you get there.
We find it. It's smoky.
It's
laying on you, the Slayer of Smoke.
Yeah, horrible.
So automatically the vibe is like, oh God, it's smoky. And so we go in anyway. And there's really not a lot of entertainment.
Well, at that point, you're freezing. Good. You have to go in, right?
Yeah, we had to go in. And she finds us. What's her name? Vanya?
Vanya.
The violinist. She finds us and she knows right away. You know, we walk in. She's like, oh my gosh. So we go all get seated and everything. And the idea was for us to try and get Frankie to perform some jazz on
stage
at the piano.
Yeah, they're playing jazz up there. And it's cool. The musicians are good. We're like, I'll jump up. This is cool. It's a good story to tell. And it's a fun night.
Yeah, well, they don't have the courtesy to speak English, a lot of these people.
How dare they in their own country?
German.
It's all German.
And akin to German or something, or pig Latin, some variation of that.
That's just so non-accommodating.
I was put off by that right away.
Not their own language. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I've said that.
And the only German we know is how to ask for rooms and bathrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could say, I would know how to say Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. And maybe we should have pulled that out. Our material was going nowhere. So there was this argument being made to let Frankie and Tony on stage to play anything. You were talking about playing some Miles Davis or something.
Yeah, he goes, come up and play some stuff. What do you do? Miles Davis. Yeah, this would be great. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, we're translating through this girl. And that's great. Yeah, we'll set it up in a minute. And then, then he smokes a couple of cigarettes. He's having a couple of drinks. Leans over. Where are you guys from, by the way? And she goes, they're from Las Vegas. And he goes, oh. And then he whispers up to her. No.
Kid you not, that's what happened.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. They didn't let
us play. So they're snobby in a smoky Vienna club against Las Vegas?
It was an instant reaction.
It was. It was visceral. It was like, all of a sudden they didn't have time.
It was almost like they just saw the wanted poster. Oh, no.
That's almost a better story.
I would love to have seen you get on the stage in that day.
It would have been cool.
Or we have to wrap it up. Thanks to
the tower.
Thanks to my friends, Frankie and Tony. It's been awesome knowing you guys. Honestly, it's been really wild.
You're not going to know. It's been awesome
are you
knowing
you. Are you signing off from life here?
It's been great.
Great knowing you guys.
Can't make the show tonight. Frankie Marino under contract and with an out. Could you conceivably be out of your contract?
Well, I mean,
tower?
If everybody ends up hating everybody, yes.
Okay. Well, I got to throw that in. You never know.
Yes.
You never know. There could be other
somebody
other
from
suitors.
Vienna. Somebody from Vienna could come in and take over. And then
Zwei wants.
They're
going to
open up a Zwei Las Vegas.
Zwei in Las Vegas.
No, we're nice now. We're nice. They have an open Tuesday afternoon slot.
It's not my idea. Whatever happens.
And also, we have to plug Tony's new book coming out in 2016.
The heretofore unnamed work in progress. Go to the book signing April 1st, 2016.
Get your tickets now.
At the Tower Gift Shop.
At the Tower Gift Shop.
Congratulations to Frankie. Congratulations to Tony. We'll see you guys soon enough. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays at the Stratosphere. It's a great show. One of my favorite things to do in Las Vegas. Thanks again for coming down.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.